Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. Today is a quick tip Tuesday, and it's going to be a quick one, and it's going to be a universal tip. It's going to help you regardless of what stage you're at in your business development. Let's do it. First, just to make 100% certain that this is a universal tip, let me just clarify this by asking a couple of quick questions. If you answer yes to any of the following statements, or if any of the following statements are true for you, then this episode is really important and you'll need to take action. So, do you at times feel as though there are pretty simple things that you need to get to and you just don't have time? Do you often feel as though you didn't get everything done that you needed to get done during the course of a day, especially as it relates to your business? Do you find it hard to relax and to like truly unplug and let go? Because it often feels like there's so much more you need to get done. And maybe not necessarily in your business, but either in your business and or in your home life, your personal life. Are there things you need to do for your business, to grow your business, to scale your business that you don't quite have the manpower or enough hours or enough knowledge or the right kind of skills or the right kind of experience? And so there's this thing you know you need to do, but you're intimidated by the process, or it just feels bigger than you can handle right now. Are there certain things you have to do in your business that you just don't feel like you've got the right skills to get it done quickly, or it takes you a lot longer than it might take someone else? For example, editing a podcast, organizing your Dropbox, updating your software, building an e-course, researching search engine optimization for YouTube, setting up a set it and forget it system for you to film videos. Like, whatever it is, if there's something where you're like, okay, I can figure it out, but man, dang it, I know it's going to take me longer than it should, so I just keep putting it off. Is that true or false for you? Does business growth feel like it's happening at a slower rate than what you would like? And last but not least, does it feel like you just can't afford to hire help right now? Well, if the answer to any of these questions was yes or true, then this quick tip is so important for you. It was designed for you. It was meant for you. And I'm going to ask you to just give me your faith, your trust for a moment. Because if this doesn't work out for you, you don't have to stick to it. Okay? If it doesn't work, if it doesn't help you, if it doesn't benefit you, you can change your mind and abort ship. But here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to figure out what area feels the most overwhelming to you of all those things I've just mentioned. For me recently, I just felt overwhelmed by all the things I needed to do in my home. You know, we've got a change of environment right now. My father-in-law is living with us and we've had lots of visitors, and just it's that time of year where everyone comes in to visit. Our house is smaller, so it's got to stay super organized. It needs to stay super organized also because of my attention deficit disorder, my ADHD. I just can't focus. I can't think. I can't do deep work if I'm distracted by other people's clutter, by things out of place, by things that need to be put away, by things that aren't where they belong. Like, those kinds of things actually impede my ability to do work, to do deep work, to build my business. Now, we had recently hired a service to do our laundry, and that felt like a really big relief because laundry started to pile up. Now, Brett and I, you know, when the kids were younger, we had no bones about it. I'm going to be completely transparent. When people say, like, how did you do it? We didn't do it. We had full-time help in our home, not nanny care. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but like for us, we wanted somebody there full-time, a full-time housekeeper, someone who managed everything. They were like the property manager. They were the house manager. They managed the pets. They managed the cleaning and the laundry and all of those things so that we could work in our business and then be present for our kids. And when the kids were grown, we were like, well, it's just the two of us. We don't need this anymore. We had, you know, a lot fewer pets. Unfortunately, they die sometimes. But we had fewer pets. We had less laundry. We had a much smaller house. We moved from like 12,000 square feet into like 3,500 square feet. That's a big, big difference. So there was just so much less to do. Having like a full-time housekeeper seemed like ridiculous. We didn't need it. But as extra people started moving in and we started caring for my father-in-law and getting all these visitors, every week I would be like, well, next week it'll be fine. Next week it'll be less work. I won't feel all this pressure. And eventually we're like, well, the laundry just keeps piling up. And what am I doing laundry? Like, this is, hate to say it, but my time is better spent. I can earn more money by working on my business as opposed to working in my home. So let me pay somebody else to do that for me. And we got a laundry service instead of having, I didn't want another person in my house. And I'm like, duh, why didn't I just look into having a laundry service come and pick up our laundry one day and return it the next day? So there's an app called, I think it's called Sudster, S-U-D-S-T-E-R. I assume it's a national app. I think it's a national app, but it's local here in California anyways. And it's kind of like Uber, where you put in how many bags of laundry you have at your front door. And then somebody comes to your house and picks them up, kind of like, you know, whoever's first available in your area. And then they return them, like, and you give them exact instructions on how you want them cleaned, or if you want them hang dried, or if you want them placed on hangers. It's been fantastic thus far. That was amazing. And that felt like a major relief. But recently, there's still all these like little projects in my home that felt like I needed to get to those before I could do deep work. And I recently said, I don't care what it costs. I'm going to pay somebody, you know, $25, $35, whatever it costs per hour to have somebody come here who their specialty, their skill, their God-given talent is organization. Somebody, I think I'm very organized, but I want someone who like, that's their thing. That's their jam. So we found someone. She's freaking amazing. And my whole life has changed in just the snap of a finger. Like, it's been 2 weeks. And I have to tell you, like, I'm just getting so caught up with work by having somebody in my home to help. Now, it might be something entirely different for you. For you, it might be somebody to help with your animals. It might be somebody to organize your desktop, to update all of your software, to do the thing on YouTube. Like, I don't know what it is, but there's something that isn't a long-term, full-time position, but there's someone that you need to hire that's going to free you and free your mind, and the rest will follow, to do that thing, to do those things that are going to move your business forward. So some apps I want you to look at, if it's like related to your home or house, number one is TaskRabbit. You can find great organizers there. Care.com. That's where you can find people to help you with housekeeping, with errands, with laundry, etc. If it is related to your Dropbox or software or an e-course or anything of that nature, I want you to look at Upwork. Upwork.com. I want you to look at onlinejobs.ph. I want you to look at fiverr.com. And here's the deal. You want to hire one person at a time. You want to list the job as a temporary part-time position. Now, if this is something that has a potential to be full-time, well, you can mention that in the ad. But I am recommending that you bring somebody on part-time temporary so that if for some reason it doesn't work out, you can part ways and try someone else. But I don't want you to take these things back on, she's saying, because she did it herself. I don't want you to eventually take the stuff back on yourself because you just, why? Once you figure out that somebody else can do this for you, now you're cooking with fire. And as I always say, your dream is limited by the size of your team. So if you want that dream to expand, you need to expand that team. And yes, you need to do this before you can feel like you can afford it. You've got to hire before you feel like you can afford it. The reason why you can't afford it is because you're doing work that isn't moving your business forward. That's your quick tip for today. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done Ladies and gentlemen, we're done. Send me an Instagram message and let me know what you thought about this episode. And more importantly, keep yourself accountable by telling me who it is or what it is you're going to outsource to someone else. The only way we really make a difference is not by learning this stuff, but by taking action. All right, guys, I will see you soon. And don't forget to check out instaclubhub.com. Brock and I are helping people crush it on Instagram, and we have so much fun doing it. Why not build your business with us by growing your audience on Instagram? We'll make it fun. We'll get the job done. We make it easy, simple, and seamless. So check out instaclubhub.com.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.